Blog Talk Radio.
Turtle Island lived free. They loved, they cared, they had happiness. We know what it is to live off the earth, the land, the trees, the four-legged. We know about them things. We have a value system there.
We have an understanding why the grass grows, why the sun comes up.
We came out of the earth, we go back to the earth. We're brown like the earth.
We were strong Lakotas. Today we're losing all of that.
This cultural genocide started way back in the late 1800s.
We're still facing that type of genocidal behavior in all forms.
See, we went through colonization. Now we're still being assimilated.
White America is still playing cowboys and Indians with the indigenous people on Turtle Island.
Nowadays, I think we lived in hell.
They took everything we have.
It's like the white people race will never be happy until those backward Indians are gone.
They want to see all the Indians die.
Keep the people poor. Keep them fighting each other. Keep them using drugs and alcohol to get over the despair. Keep them down. Genocide.
We want to be free and left alone.
As a nation, we have a right to independence and freedom. Who will stand up to the United States to help us?
We need help on this reservation.
We need help.
We need help. Oh, please help us.
If we give up, then we're giving up on a creator.
Live from a hidden bunker, tonight featuring a good friend and a brother in struggle, Kanupa Glua Mani, on the Lakota Elders Traditional Truth Tour. Now, this is sponsored by Dave Toomer Combs, which we're very thankful for. And this is Voices of the People, and we give the Lakota Nation a voice tonight in both languages, English and their own. So, in a few minutes, you'll hear Kanupa Glua Mani. Okay.
Thank you.
New Mexico and up in towards Nevada and different other states that would acknowledge, you know, the truthful message that these grandmothers are seeking, their discretion. And so, as the warrior leader, I've been trying to maintain that balance of good fortune for them grandmas, and it's been an excellent, you know, experience working for them once again.
Right. If I may comment, Kanupa, so the listeners understand, a lot of the citizens here in the United States of America have been misled as to the truth and history of the Lakota Nation and the Native Americans, and the fact that it's a matriarchal society, and that your elders, your grandmothers, are actually the wisdom keepers and the expressors of the wisdom of nature, and that Washington will not speak to them, listen to them, respect them, or hear them. Is that correct?
You know, during this campaign, as we met with the eastern states, we did get some kind of recourse, and that was just kind of a minimal understanding from the Office of Tribal Justice, you know, at the discretion of the director, Tracy Glue. You know, this complaint that this grandmother filed against the United States government, you know, in a Richter scale from 1 to 11, our grandmothers are seeking that type of adherence because a majority of the people think that these grandmothers are just barking up at the wrong tree. But when, in fact, grandmothers are being physically abused by the system and law enforcement, the court systems, housing, I mean, you name it, any type of federal entity that receives some type of block grants from the federal government, you know, on the Pine Ridge Indian Reservation, that are supposed to meet specific requirements to help people that are in need. These grandmothers were driven to make this type of pronunciation to the world. And so we have been struggling trying to get our grandmothers that type of professional adherence because this complaint specifically spells out that there is a serious epidemic of abuse happening in our Western culture. And grandmothers are wisdom keepers because we come from the matriarchal system where the grandmothers tell us men what to do.
Right. Right. You see, that's not what's understood. You know, they play it in movies where there's just Indian chiefs and warriors and the women are set aside. You know, they're just like servants. But that's not the true essence of the Native American culture, correct?
You know, when I look back at what has happened for the past 511 years, the federal government has always illustrated certain predicaments and certain, you know, policies and procedures under a colonial mechanism.
Right.
And so when grandmothers, get this, folks, a majority of my grandmothers do not comprehend with the English wording, okay? They speak fluent Lakota. And so the language is the key. The language is the future. And if you look anywhere in the history how America practiced and perfected colonialism, you will see that they never, ever gave any nation that opportunity to speak their own language before the world courts or the governing body itself in a country that was stolen from them at the hands of the first colonists when they arrived here in 1492.
That's cultural genocide. That's right.
These grandmothers are making this type of informal, progressive, you know, destiny to protect what remaining grandmothers still have in the year 2013. They're representing a lot of the nations that can't make it to Washington, D.C., or the United Nations. There are so many groups out there claiming that they recognize and they support grandmothers. When this troop tour began on April 1st, no one believed without a reasonable doubt that these grandmothers were determined to take it to the next level. So what did you think the federal government did? the federal government dispersed $30 million to the Pine Ridge Indian Reservation and cut the mountain in half. And Pine Ridge is the second largest reservation in the country where it has 9 districts. So when they split that $30 million in half, each district received $1 million to help families in need, especially grandmothers, you know, pay for their propane, electricity bills, rent, food, etc. But when that campaign started on April 1st, none of the grandmothers were given that opportunity to step up and voice their concerns. Only four grandmothers stepped up to do this, because when they started dispersing these checks, they were sending the camp office workers to every household that had a legitimate grandma that was going to be on this truth tour to invest their understanding and their courageous behavior about meeting their standards openly. And these checks really put the venue on getting our grandmothers to stay home rather than take part in what was rightfully theirs. And so this truth tour succeeded with only four grandmothers, which are still operating right now as we're on tour again. And so I want people to listen that this is not the first time that America does this kind of behavior, because if these grandmothers can make that attempt to make anything happen, believe me, they will get it done. And so the Strong Heart Warrior Society led this campaign with these grandmothers, and there's some information out there where it showed us walking towards the United Nations, and we were met by resistance. And it was a good piece and a great day for that day. Without further delay, I'm going to give a strong happy birthday song to a niece of mine. You know, Hank's been very, you know, informal and supporting this cause for our elders and so forth. And our niece is going to be having her birthday here in a few days. So I want to take this opportunity to sing her a birthday song.
Neat. For Alana Willow. Nice.
This is our birthday song to your daughter, brother.
Thank you. Okay. Can they give support, and what can they do for the Lakota Nation?
Well, they could do is if anybody can, you know, kindly donate any type of assistance to help this troop tour. You know, we have a mileage, you know. We just had a blowout on the interstate. You know, that costs a little money to get a used tire back on, get us back on the road. And if you go to LakotaGrandmothers.org, once again, LakotaGrandmothers.org, and there's a donation site there. So do what you can to help these grandmothers for food and, you know, gas expense and, you know, the type of gas automobile repairs that happened, because this was an unfortunate happening when this tire blew out on the van. And the people out in Philadelphia, they helped us about 2 weeks ago when the campaign started there, because the deterioration on the United States highways, boy, it was so unbelievable that it went and broke some of the wheel belts and the tire belts and some of the tires, so we had to get the front tires of one of the vans replaced too. So that was a blessing to the, I can't remember her last, her first name's Catherine Conrad, I think. And so the people down in Philadelphia really did tremendous, you know, understanding with us, and we thank her for, you know, purchasing the two tires for the van, and it was greatly appreciated. There's other things that people donated for these grandmothers, group tour. And once again, man, you know, that donation site is right there. You give whatever you can to keep this alive, because we're going back for a round two, because these other grandmothers that can make a difference want to step up and leave this understanding with other people to stand before the world nations. And we had a great response from the Bolivian embassy and the Venezuelan embassy. And then, you know, when we took our missions a little further, they were the ones that were guaranteeing that they would find somebody in their midst to help our grandmothers get in and meet with the Secretary General. That's what they want. So this genocidal complaint can go in as an addressed issue, because America has always falsified representation against indigenous people. This is an old country of ours, and that's inhuman. We are the only race of people not allowed to sit among the Council of Nations. That's genocide, listening audience. Continues to bestow upon our people that are struggling for what freedom they have left.
That's right. Now, the last time we talked, you were telling me about how a grandmother had a stove that wasn't working. She was freezing cold. You had to take her in. I mean, people don't understand the grave depression and economic struggle that is placed upon you. Could you talk a little bit about that?
Yes. You know, about 4 months ago when the big storm came in, I had the opportunity to get a call from my grandmother Cecilia Martin. And at that time, this call came in, and there was a grandmother, the heating element went out in her stove. So whatever I could do, I went to the grandmother's house, and she was the grandmother of Maxine Running Hawk and her family. And she lived in Cherry Hill. Now, she suppressed this issue to the housing department. Unfortunately, they couldn't give her a new stove. So I put a little artwork together. I got a hold of Dr. Ed Maloney and Hugh Charlson. And lo and behold, they assisted me to get her a new stove. So I drove all the way to Sturgis, South Dakota to meet with a family by the last name of Steele. And they says, but this is going for a great need. We won't want to sell the oven to you. We want you to take it and get it to the grandmother so she can have some kind of heat. This is the kind of stuff that happens here on the Pine Ridge Indian Reservation. And we continue, when I said here, I'm not there, but I'm only using that as an understanding to address this issue and the condition. 2 weeks ago, we had a big storm up there while we were on business travel to get these grandmothers to Washington, D.C. And it was the same thing. We had George Garcia, Pop Spearman, and a few others trying to raise some awareness and support for these grandmothers. But lo and behold, here we go again. You know, that I speak back on that money that just was dispersed. Well, this money was split in 9 different districts, and each one got $1 million. That caused so much uproar for our grandmothers. They put all that stress and energy by fighting to try to receive, you know, that type of assistance, where they got, you know, misled by not getting on board with this troop campaign when it started on April 1st. And that's how devious the American government works, along with the tribal government.
They caused dissension, yes, yes. Now,
so
now you
say,
suffer, your children, Kanupa, suffer cultural genocide that's somewhat direct. In other words, they're berated for speaking their language, etc. Can you speak on that a little so the folks can understand?
Yes, you know, the grandmother's Red Cry documentary contests to those issues that's happening. Every one of our education departments on the Pine Ridge Indian Reservation, you will see that a majority of the people that are teaching the Lakota language are not good speakers. You know, my hearts go out to the Laysbad family who are struggling to remain, you know, in a position where they can help, you know, save the language in the schools, because they were driven to a point where even they had to remove their own kids from the schools because of the circumstances that are happening. And so, you know, the best thing I've always told them, I know it's very difficult to understand it, but there comes a point in time you're going to have to start homeschooling your children. This American
right.
education does not work. This is
That's
the
right.
type of education that comes from Rome. And Rome
exactly.
administered this type, you know, this type of education, you know, down the throats of any nation that couldn't get priests to give adherence to them. So they start, you know, stealing kids from the, you know, age capacity of 6 to 7 and removing them from homes, whether they were single parent families or double parent families. And these
yeah.
kids were being taught this new education when, in fact, it destroyed their ability to think for themselves. This is the most heinous assault on children, because when you use that type of education for kids that will never, ever find a value system as relations, you know, as a relationship with one another, you'll never, ever find that anywhere, only in a home. So the new current education system, they're killing your children right in front of you, and American citizens don't care. They don't want to lift their finger up and really look at this matter. Every time,
That's
you know,
right.
education becomes something that, you know, Congress, you know, does not stipulate, or even if they make an executive order to inform it, or give some, you know, some type of a protection clause, they lie to the citizens. Because this founding new education system does not teach children to have the basic relationship with one another. I don't care
That's
if
right.
the child is 5 to 6, 7 to 9, and then you move them to another grade, you start that same cycle all over. No! Let them be free. Let them have their own independence. They're children. Come on, what's this world coming to? You're killing them. The same way you're
That's
killing
right.
animals.
That's right. You know, when it breaks down to what the problems are today, in government for those citizens that are in the United States, in the various states, is it really the issues like Second Amendment, like people think they are? What the issue is society has become immoral, has no virtues, and that's where it begins. It's actually in the schools.
Society has always, you know, created issues that never, ever had a problem. And I mean society has done this. Now, if you allow a government to administer a problem, a government can really create diversity within society. So when you look at the colonized of how a civilized mindset sets amongst people of color or even the American people, you will see they have not learned a thing from their own modern history. All they're doing is repeating the same history. And it becomes patrilineal, okay? So a majority of the people in the listening audience are like, whoa, wait now, I didn't know this. No, you just don't want to open up your hearts to see it. It's right in front of you. Now, one day, some child, I don't care what color greed he is going to ask his parents, where are the First Nations people?
Yeah.
And what are you going to tell them, listening audience? You see, exactly. Native people have always tried to give some type of adherence to people to listen to us. One time, give the indigenous people a chance to be first. Because everybody tried it, and they failed. But allow us, and we can restore something that you all want, and it's called freedom, and we can. Believe me, we are the last nations in our own continent struggling to maintain with that value system. And a culture without a value system of freedom is a culture that's dead.
That's true.
How is that for one day?
Yeah, that's it. No, that's very true. On the last show that we did, we talked about that, the fact that I'm adamant about teaching my daughter that she's Irish and that we're a nation. We can still exist here in America, but we're not going to allow cultural genocide. Now, being Irish, I'm able to look through Irish eyes and understand you as a brother in struggle. But just being an American and calling myself a mutt and all these other things I'm hearing people say, it sort of makes me immoral, where I don't respect or understand the Lakota Nation and the American people. You understand what I'm saying?
You know, in answering to that, there are so many nations in this country that have struggled to remain free. And when you look back at what this country has done, this government has done to the first people from out in the eastern shoreline, from Maine to Florida, you will see that America can never, ever replace them people that they destroyed. And we saw some out there when we were in New York City. And there were only a few. My hats go off. My brother, you know, Scabby Rope, if he's listening, you know, my heart goes out to you for finally you and I got to touch base after these long visits. Talks and, you know, getting on these radio shows and sharing our understandings with one another. We got to meet in person, and me and that brother kicked it off. But there are many other nations that are struggling to try to reconnect with their own. And it's right in the midst of us, okay? Like my Irish brother Hank. All Hank would have to do is return to Ireland with my niece and go into the woodlands. And everything that belongs to the Irish people is right there. It's still alive. So indigenous people in the continent of Turtle Island, that's what they must do. They must go back into the woodlands to find it. And everything's there. A majority of the people that have been annihilated through genocidal warfare, you know, we can try to find some kind of element in life to replace a monument for them. And hold America accountable, because this continuation of genocidal behavior is never ever going to go untold until people like the Lakota grandmothers, taking back their freedom, takes that, you know, virtuosity and moves it forward with every nation that wants to be free.
That's right. And without fail, before we go on break, I just want to mention, and you can verify, Ireland's one of the few nations that respect your sovereignty.
You betcha. You know, I always go up there, and I'll probably be going back up there in August again. Ireland has always respected indigenous culture, indigenous people. They're the only nation, along with Bolivia and Venezuela, that continue to show their support in
That's
a country
right.
that continues to destroy First Nations people.
That's right. And with that, we're going to take a break, Canupa. We'll be right back, and there's somebody who called in that wants to talk to you. All right, brother?
All right. Thank you.
We'll be right back.
Yo, hey.
Kanupa Kluha Mani, and talking about the Lakota Elders Traditional Troop Tour. Kanupa, we have somebody who wants to speak with you, brother.
Okay, go ahead.
All right.
Kanupa.
I'd like you to... Alana Willow's here.
Hi, Kanupa.
Hey, how you doing, my girl?
Hi, Kanupa.
Hello. Can you hear
so
me?
How you doing? Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. I sang you a birthday song. Did you hear it?
Yeah.
All right. I hope you love it. I look forward to you having many more.
Say thank you, honey.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I love you. Enjoy your day when it gets there.
Yeah.
Hey, Alana Willow.
What?
This is Daddy.
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Do you want the Lakota Nation to be free?
Yes.
Okay, will you fight for the Lakota Nation?
Yeah.
All right, Kanupa. You got it.
All right. We'll love that support for fighting for us. Thank you, my
all right.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you.
All right.
All right. I love you, Alana.
I love you too, Dad.
All right. Stay on a few minutes so you can listen to Kanupa, okay?
Okay.
All right. Be good, little girl. All right, Kanupa.
Yeah. When I left off there, you know, I wanted to clarify something with people out there, and then I want to share something in our language.
Yes,
for the majority of the people that participated on this troop tour, from, my sister Charmaine Whiteface, Tammy, Caroline, Christine, Naomi, Leo, Pedro, Cassandra, and Camera, and the two dogs. We have two dogs with us. Big Dog and Young Man. They've been on the shoot tour since it began, and I don't think they ever want to give up either, because even our animals fight them again, you know, violently.
That is so cool, yeah.
In Lakota, I wanted to say something for everybody back home on the Pioneers Indian Reservation.
Please, brother.
And this is what I'm saying. Okay, me talk to you. Piakir let chanupa gruha money mielo. O Kantala Ogana Lexus Ewa Inas in Owagalaki. O Yunka, walk up in Pitch Hoppy, Lena Taku, Hena Kusha, Etuampi, Hena Wana Yetse Dukte. O Yunka, Letcha Hibnaha, Le Taku, Hena Etuanki, Okitsniki, Umang Lena Hubina, Onijapi. O Etaha Taku, Hena Iwagalakonaha. Toshki Mila Huskanaha, and we talk on Kilenit Hopsnik, Anipakpoki, Echa, Yong Lakapi. O Yunka Oapi Kilena, Upaslona, Upaslona, Mila Huska Kila, Wana, Hena Hook, and Abelezapi. Neta Hawuksha Kilena, Wakap. O Yunka Oati Hoksha Glena, he Osaki, he Nashibna, Onkapi. Esmecha was Roikilena Echa. Yakaka, Yetu. O Yoka, itel apikile, wana hinapoha, etaho, oate, lena, ata, pia, yuksham, na one year kapi. Nataku, and iwag like Oki Hill, Shokata, let you say, Eakina, Kapcha, Yetu. 2020, which I have occasionally, Nishnava, and a Hitchu, Yakaka. Chowakapi, Kena. Wasipa Oake, Hitiman Nakaki, Wopilakaka, Echichiapi. Let No, that's just it was all match happy. No, it's a chunk of a kata, a kid, kokata, ke oki, a ke, whoopila, chunk of a kia, and she's happy. Poleo petu ki a ke, koskalaka, no, we koskalaka, no, a ke, wakapi noom, no, hanshoka, oki, tropi, lena, echa, a ke, kakit kia, wasiata, kia, hechus, e, or after talks, no, kitchen, piki, e, echa, or hina, jimna, a ke, you won't lack of it. Nataku hena yat hop ki hena lo hop ina hena taku yo kala lechus ya chik te ki hena ye tra etias e on close to na eta yo aksa pe ki le ina khinte hena etias e ho ma tra le am pete ma tu enes te has le yo no pablo ha money le mielo le taku le usha o khlate no jino o chop ye na itatsa te prakte mit hoki Kile, let's not it is a cola kitchen happy. Oh, and that itches it was Mikile, Nahaxi or Bruce. Natchano Pacalena, Yak Upiki here, Umpaki on a hair, one in Sia, Yehunit. No, he grew only Pikile, or after Glenna, he grew only Pikahena, it's a walak of it. Naheta, I care. You talk like a win up his me, honey. Oh, I think that he was a good person. He was a good person. He was a good person. He took the Mila Huska Kilena, Shita each Agana Cocte. He won out Ukte. Nakitushika Taku Hena Iwagala Kapi. Wakapi Kilena Echa. Don't Elena Enictuja Oaki Tishni. Namisha Emaktuja Shnomitaki. Why let's a poor woman pickle Lila Otechike. Lila Ata Hokana Kakishmi Chap, not Chap. As you know, she did forget that he let you see on here. Lena lets you say, Wahoyon cap in her head, you see on Kaka. Champetu Kiake, Ogre Holy Picking now, a snail knocked in the Hoeta Ake, Yoka Unki of the Ake. Shalea Petiki Homa Tire. Let me talk like a hot hooks are Ogna, little patch of Kaki, it should be walk like it, like hot Ogna, the Mila Hunter. Kawas make you ogna napu. Chatona ho, Lakota, one a hole he had you picking. Chate ogna, emak to jump snow. Dapulena wa home at Kilina wa paslo, now petuki he, Elagana kicked in. Namila Huska Kilina wa cocked in. Nani to a picky he, one a slow near petcha. No, I had the menu kit copy of more chat than a isha. Slonia, Pipana. And I hate you, Uncashabi. Chaeta Hataku, Hena Lakota, Oklata is Ankata. And I have a cocky hair, Wana, Wakat Hakati Shimane to Kilena was ready, and now on Kupi Chawana, Chokata on Hinaji. Okeke has Takomani, Chateogana, Sudan, you kiss on Yonke Hutta, Takomani. Taku Yusha on Koki. Hena Hitchus Ea Chippi. Hell Chalichus Eon Kakam. Nahena Oyakte Glena Chajiki Ispelaki Hena. Hena Isha Oicha Kiona Kisui Chaya. Isha Tenichilapi. Namila Kitawi Choye. Hen Naomi Archer. Tenby. Douglas. Blessington. Naha Caroline. Na Christine. Christine Blatchley. Hena Scowy Chasag Lena Topaki Hena Oni Chapi Hoeta Hideoapi Lena Kakapi. Nalakotaki. You know, Hetty Bernice Whitehawk. Wilma Thinnock. Grandmother Cecilia Martin. The late Esther Whiteface. Elizabeth makes from Ogallala. Martha Tubles. Marie Randall, Lorraine Eagle Elk Whiteface, Myrna Younger, all these grandmothers, Clara Laysback, They made a difference for all you grandmothers on the Pine Ridge Indian Reservation and their families and many other grandmothers that passed on. These grandmothers took this challenge for you. And the majority of us are reading that continuously. In our language, I shared everything I possibly could. And I ask you for your prayers not to forget about us and not to give up on us, because we are doing what you asked the Strong Heart Warrior Society to do. And we have come a long way. And the warriors that are still with us, Tobias, Leo Cordier, you know, my brother out there, you know, Scammy Rowe, Mark Pacina, Jamie Moran, Stephen Muse, all these brothers that paid homage to what we're trying to achieve, and then our brothers down in Mexico country, you know, Burwell, Mike Wolfhard, Nene, all these brothers that are part of the Strong Heart Warrior Society are standing in your corner, grandmothers, and the women, like Geraldine, all of them, all the grandmothers and other women that are making a difference and impact. You know, our brothers and sisters in Kansas country, from the Omaha Nation. And there are many names that I may not have mentioned, but I know who they are. I'm thinking about them today for all their support and dedication that they did for all you grandmothers to have this change looked into at the world courts. And we're going to continue to fight for you. This is our mission. There are many things going on in this country. And my brother that runs this radio show, he too is being targeted by the system.
That's right.
We share all these intuition feelings that we have for one another because we all can't do it alone. We must do it together. And this is our power that you gave us to do this. And this grandmother's truth tour, the Lakota Elder Delegation truth tour, at the discretion of the Lakota grandmothers from the great Lakota Nation, have come a long way to accomplish these understandings that need to be fulfilled. We ask the listening audience to get a hold of all your people that you know that say they support indigenous rights, indigenous people inside the UN. Send any type of email to the Secretary General. Get a hold of him. Get a hold of Tracy Toulouse from the United States Justice Department on Cultural and Indian Affairs. Hold these people accountable for not giving this complaint its full accreditation. This complaint needs that type of strength so the world could see that our grandmothers are being subjugated to colonial abuse and death. They're struggling so hard that our grandmothers are on the verge of extinction now. But with all the warriors that are standing in their corner, I know their reality can prevail. And there are many other people that are standing in support. This is the first time in history that grandmothers from the Lakota Nation have stood up and filed a complaint against the American government for all their illegal atrocities that they've been bestowing upon First Nations people in our own country known as Turtle Island. And with that, I wanted to share all that understanding to the best of my ability, because the majority of us that are traveling again to the next reservation and to meet with these other people, that we all need your prayers and strength, and donate what you can to keep this troop here alive. And with that, I thank all of you for giving us this opportunity to come on the radio show and address to the world.
You know that, brother. And you know, I wanted to tell you something. I'm very honored not only to speak with you, but for the mother that had a little Alana Willow, the mother of my child. Her ancestors, her last name used to be Drinkwater, and they here in New York helped the Mohegans lead them to safety many years ago, and suffered as a result. So we have ties into generational struggles for freedom, with you. With your people, and we're not going to let it go. And Alana wants to say good night to you, brother. Alana?
Thank you. You know, before we close here, hey, thank you, my girl. I want to share another song with you. It's our Strong Heart song that we want to give you. in honor of all the people that are showing support, and do contact us and, you know, donate what you can to the LakotasGrandmothers.org. Get on that site and send a shout out and thank you for all these grandmothers that I mentioned. And these are the ones that are challenging the federal government to redo some of the wrongs that they have done.
Even if it's just $5, anything, donate anything, try to help here, all right? What is the website again, brother?
The website is LakotaGrandmothers.org.
Okay.
Once again, LakotaGrandmothers.org. There's some phone sites on there. One of them is 888-230-1404. Once again, 888-230-1404. The second number is 605-517-1547. Again, 605-517-1547. If you need other information, call any of these two numbers and we'll confirm any type of information that you need. And you can also read the updates that we've been, you know, moving forward with since our campaign began. We would like to share our strong song with all the listening audience to feel this song in your heart and think of these grandmothers for their positivity of what they're doing, because they're also representing that grandmothers in nursing homes that can't speak for themselves and can't stand up to the system because of the abuse that they're being, you know, being affected on through their involvement inside those nursing homes. These grandmothers are even, you know, including everybody that can't be there. I don't care what color they are, you know, it doesn't matter. This is what these Lakota grandmothers decided to do, to show the world that, hey, grandmothers, man, have the power too, if you believe in the matriarchal system. This is our strong heart song to all you listening audience. And we're going to sing it in honor of the grandmothers and all you listening audience to continue your support.
Oh, yeah.
strong heart, and we share that to everybody in the listening audience that listen to us come on and talk about all the great things that our grandmothers are struggling with in the Pine Ridge Indian Reservation in the state of South Dakota. And we want everybody to always believe that all things are possible. And it's never a first until you try. And these grandmothers have done that. And we want everyone to reach in their hearts and give any type of support you can for this truth tour at the discretion of the Lakota grandmothers from the Pine Ridge Indian Reservation, of the last real struggling freedom fighting grandmothers of this country. With that, Hokahe from Lakota Country.
Hokahe to you, brother. And, of course, I'm asking every listener, and I'm going to replay this show again, and I'm asking everyone, please go to LakotaGrandmothers.org, look at their faces, look in their eyes, read the material, reach out, anything, any way you can help in their struggle, and in the Lakota Elders Traditional Truth Tour. Brother, I'm very much honored, as always, and soon we will be together.
Thank you. You have a great one. Stay warm. Happy birthday to your daughter. You take care. Okay.
Okay. Have a good night, brother. Peace.